The students had known for a while that their department was endangered, but most say it came as a shock when it was announced last October that after the fall 2016 semester, the department would stop accepting new students. IPFW's Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs, Carl Drummond, says the decision was based on its low enrollment numbers. Second-year geosciences student Tessa Abey knows her department is small, but she's still disappointed that the university has decided to end it.
We're small in quantity, but we're pretty big in quality, so I'd rather have a scientist who knows what they're doing than have a scientist, you know, a whole bunch of them coming out of one place. I don't think that what's happening at IPFW is anything but more than politics.
AB says without geology and philosophy, IPFW will lose its credibility. She doesn't have hope for the university or the region's future.
It's going to make Northern Indiana suffer. Fort Wayne's not going to be a good community. It's not going to have a good college.
But Vice Chancellor Drummond, who started at IPFW as a geology assistant professor, doesn't share the students' concerns. He declined an in-person or phone interview, but said in an email that the economic impact to Northeast Indiana will be minimal to non-existent, given the low number of majors and graduates produced by the department historically. The plan for now is for students to rapidly finish their department requirements in 3 semesters, according to department officials. About a year from now, students should have all introductory and intermediate courses completed. By fall of 2018, they should finish up all upper-level courses. After the fall of 2018, there's no plan to have any more classes offered through the department, although there may be some leftover courses for students who need it, says Ray Gildner. He's the chief advisor for the department and helped make what they're calling teach-out plans for 44 students. These plans are precise and offer almost no room for error.
Don't drop a class. Don't fail a class. Don't run out of money. Don't get sick. Tell your parents they can't get sick.
Gildner says not all 44 of the students will be graduating from IPFW. Some have already transferred to another department or school, and some will finish a few courses and then transfer. Some will possibly fail a course and not finish their requirements. The president of the Geo Club, Gretchen Lukauer, says the pressure to finish is palpable. Students are overloading their schedules and increasing their workloads.
Oh, it's been crazy because everybody, like, is... They have to get their classes passed. They don't have time to help out with stuff. Like, I've been very short-staffed with the Geo Club.
Lukauer says even if students aren't personally feeling pressure to graduate, they're in classes with students who don't feel prepared for the upper-level courses they're taking. It's become a team effort to make sure no student falls behind, because failing a class will likely mean that student doesn't graduate. And it's not only students feeling the pressure. For many professors and faculty members, the future is uncertain. Ben DiTillo was a geosciences department professor, but he's going to be transitioning into the biology department in upcoming semesters. He's still teaching some geosciences courses, and in addition to helping students wrap up those classes, he's also teaching an introductory biology class. It's unclear what other courses he'll teach once he transitions to a full-time biology professor.
It's up in the air right now. It's sort of just talks. Discussions and you should do this and I think, well, I should do that, and we're figuring it out.
DiTillo says his main concern is and always has been making sure students graduate and find jobs. Students who graduate from IPFW's geosciences department have found jobs in a variety of fields. Some work as environmental consultants, others work for energy companies, like one IPFW graduate who worked for Chevron in Alaska, studying the North Slope's oil potential.
We have people on both sides of the environmental versus energy situation. So, you know, you can go work for oil or you can go work for the environmental companies.
I wouldn't say that they're on opposite sides. It's just covering the whole spectrum.
We should say that. Covering the spectrum. That would be better.
Marketing is everything.
That was DiTillo with Ray Gildner, the department's chief advisor. Gildner emphasizes the importance of the major continuing, even if students will no longer be able to study it at IPFW.
Whenever you do a project, you really need to do things like you're going to build something. You really want to make sure that the ground underneath will support the building. People don't like it when buildings fall down.
While faculty members and students are worried about the future of geosciences at IPFW, they know that their degree will continue to be in high demand. As environmental issues gain more traction as news topics, Whether in the form of oil pipelines, rising sea levels, or climate change, they don't doubt their geosciences degrees will continue to be worthwhile investments. They just hope others continue to see it as necessary as well. For WBOY News, I'm Lisa Ryan.